Now you will hear five news items. You will hear each item twice. After the second listening, answer the questions.
Matilda returns. She was the bane of Poland's farming industry, rampaging across the countryside and leaving a trail of destroyed crops in her wake. For almost 2 years, no one could catch Matilda, the cow that had escaped from her owner's farm. Her owner tried to chase her on horseback, lay snares and pursue her with dogs, but with no success. The cow had become a master of survival, enduring 2 freezing winters during her time on the run. The owner also hired a vet to try and tranquilize her, but this only enraged the cow. The other farmers in the area were infuriated by Matilda, who had taken to destroying their crops. Shooting the animal was out of the question, because it was prohibited under Polish law. So in the end, the owner tried a more unorthodox solution. For a few days, he tried courting the cow. He brought her salt, apples, and cabbage, and it worked. Matilda returned.
Read questions 1 and 2.
She was the bane of Poland's farming industry, rampaging across the countryside and leaving a trail of destroyed crops in her wake. For almost 2 years, no one could catch Matilda, the cow that had escaped from her owner's farm. Her owner tried to chase her on horseback, lay snares and pursue her with dogs, but with no success. The cow had become a master of survival, enduring 2 freezing winters during her time on the run. The owner also hired a vet to try and tranquilize her, but this only enraged the cow. The other farmers in the area were infuriated by Matilda, who had taken to destroying their crops. Shooting the animal was out of the question, because it was prohibited under Polish law. So in the end, the owner tried a more unorthodox solution. For a few days, he tried courting the cow. He brought her salt, apples, and cabbage, and it worked. Matilda returned.
Answer questions 1 and 2.
Tube to work. Hundreds of workers arrived at their offices a little wet after taking a different kind of tube to work. The funny Tube to Work event took place in Colorado and started from a goofy idea. With many of the participants dressed in suits, ties, and smart shoes, the men who were on their way to work grabbed an inflatable tube and floated off down the River Rapids. Tube to Work Day co-founder Jeff Cargan explained that the event started with 2 strange guys who wanted to tube to their office that was just a couple of 100 yards from the creek. It took several years before the event became popular, but now a lot of people like to take part. The participants say it's a great way to start the morning and get a good adrenaline rush before they start work. They also have a lot of company on their way to work, and floating down the river beats being in the stuffy car hands down.
Read questions 3 and 4.
Hundreds of workers arrived at their offices a little wet after taking a different kind of tube to work. The funny Tube to Work event took place in Colorado and started from a goofy idea. With many of the participants dressed in suits, ties, and smart shoes, the men who were on their way to work grabbed an inflatable tube and floated off down the River Rapids. Tube to Work Day co-founder Jeff Cargan explained that the event started with 2 strange guys who wanted to tube to their office that was just a couple of 100 yards from the creek. It took several years before the event became popular, but now a lot of people like to take part. The participants say it's a great way to start the morning and get a good adrenaline rush before they start work. They also have a lot of company on their way to work, and floating down the river beats being in the stuffy car hands down.
Answer questions 3 and 4.
Oh, mummy. During a routine DNA test on a male Egyptian, researchers made an astonishing discovery. There was a 23-centimeter iron orthopedic screw inside the mummy's knee. The mummy is thought to have died between the 16th and 11th century BC, and the pin is held in place by organic resin. Medical experts were so amazed by this discovery that they drilled through the bone to allow access for an arthroscopic camera to take a closer look. This confirmed what they believed was impossible. The Egyptians had performed the operation over 3,000 years ago. Not only were the researchers astonished that the pin is ancient, but the highly advanced design had the surgeons in awe. The doctors said the pin is made with some of the same designs they use today to get good stabilization of the bone. The scientists felt they had to give the ancients a lot of credit for what they had done. But the question still remains, how did the ancient Egyptians develop such advanced technology?
Read questions 5 and 6.
During a routine DNA test on a male Egyptian, researchers made an astonishing discovery. There was a 23-centimeter iron orthopedic screw inside the mummy's knee. The mummy is thought to have died between the 16th and 11th century BC, and the pin is held in place by organic resin. Medical experts were so amazed by this discovery that they drilled through the bone to allow access for an arthroscopic camera to take a closer look. This confirmed what they believed was impossible. The Egyptians had performed the operation over 3,000 years ago. Not only were the researchers astonished that the pin is ancient, but the highly advanced design had the surgeons in awe. The doctors said the pin is made with some of the same designs they use today to get good stabilization of the bone. The scientists felt they had to give the ancients a lot of credit for what they had done. But the question still remains. How did the ancient Egyptians develop such advanced technology?
Answer questions 5 and 6.
Sweet dreams. While nobody likes having violent or scary dreams, these night visions may serve an important purpose for our mental health. Some sleep researchers have now proposed that bad dreams serve as a form of emotional release that allows us to let go of the stresses and anxieties that bother us in our waking lives. The things that worry us most when we're awake continue to mess with us when we're asleep. Our unconscious brain then takes our abstract fears and turns them into stories in the form of nightmares. Here's how it works. Having a nightmare essentially takes a fear and turns it into a memory. This is helpful since memories are easier for the mind to cope with because they represent something that occurred in the past. On the other hand, vague anxieties that are not concrete memories are difficult for our brains to start to deal with. So, if you sometimes experience nightmares, don't worry too much about having them. They're just our brain's way of putting our fears behind us.
Read questions 7 and 8.
While nobody likes having violent or scary dreams, these night visions may serve an important purpose for our mental health. Some sleep researchers have now proposed that bad dreams serve as a form of emotional release that allows us to let go of the stresses and anxieties that bother us in our waking lives. The things that worry us most when we're awake continue to mess with us when we're asleep. Our unconscious brain then takes our abstract fears and turns them into stories in the form of nightmares. Here's how it works. Having a nightmare essentially takes a fear and turns it into a memory. This is helpful since memories are easier for the mind to cope with because they represent something that occurred in the past. On the other hand, vague anxieties that are not concrete memories are difficult for our brains to start to deal with. So, if you sometimes experience nightmares, don't worry too much about having them. They're just our brain's way of putting our fears behind us.
Answer questions 7 and 8.
Every move you make, every breath you take. The City of London banned a spy bin program that used high-tech trash cans to track people walking through the city's financial district. The bins followed Wi-Fi signals and captured smartphone serial numbers. The company's technology scanned the streets for smartphones and identified the manufacturer of every device. It also detected the owner's proximity, speed, and duration of stay in a certain area. The company had hoped the program would attract advertisers and help companies in their marketing campaigns. The collected data, which encompassed 4,009,676 devices in just 1 week of testing, was to be sold to advertisers. Shop owners, for example, could have found it very useful when analyzing their customers' visit time and loyalty.
Read questions 9 and 10.
The City of London banned a spy bin program that used high-tech trash cans to track people walking through the city's financial district. The bins followed Wi-Fi signals and captured smartphone serial numbers. The company's technology scanned the streets for smartphones and identified the manufacturer of every device. It also detected the owner's proximity, speed, and duration of stay in a certain area. The company had hoped the program would attract advertisers and help companies in their marketing campaigns. The collected data, which encompassed 4,009,676 devices in just 1 week of testing, was to be sold to advertisers. Shop owners, for example, could have found it very useful when analyzing their customers' visit time and loyalty.
Answer questions 9 and 10.